Welcome to Split Decisions, a new Dark Starts podcast series just for you. Because buying gear can be a tough decision, Chad and I decided to bring the experts to you and let them talk directly about the ideas behind their products to help you decide what is right for you, taking out some of the guesswork. The goal here is to try and keep this brief and to the point that matters most about these backcountry essentials. Dark Starts, the podcast, is sponsored by Handout Gloves, the best thing since shoes got laces. Experience five-finger freedom with Handout Gloves' patented zipper technology and enable yourself to get everything you need so you can do what you want. We're also supported by Powder King Mountain Resort in the Pine Pass, BC. Don't forget to bring your snorkel. Face shots are the norm. This show is supported by Koo Sports and their full line of snowboard and ski waxes and tools. Pro Standard and the Grill Mount, the most versatile GoPro mount on the market. Sans Meal Bars, the best tasting snack for all adventures without all the excess stuff you don't need. Be sure to visit our website at www.darkstarts.ca and go to our partners page to learn more.
Hey, this is Corey Caffrey from Sans Meal Bar, and this is our episode of Split Decisions.
Well, this is an honor and a pleasure to have Corey Caffrey of Sans Meal Bar on the show. You've been a huge supporter. We thank you so much. You've helped us get the giveaway going for everybody, and it's been awesome.
Hey. My pleasure, guys. Glad to be here.
We're giving away boards, boots, bindings soon. Like that's
and your, bars.
And bars. You helped us wax, like grill mounts, like between you and Ken Achenbach, it's been the start of, you know, us giving things away and a new way to promote. It's been great. We're so happy with what we got as a partnership with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, stoked to be on from early on and keep this partnership going.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing this weekend or this week. We're recording in the middle of the week. You've been on a bit of a vacation just after Christmas.
Yeah, totally. No, I've just been up in Grand Lake, Colorado, kind of on the other side of Rocky Mountain National Park, doing a little snowboarding at the resort and winter park and a little split boarding as well. So
nice.
Trying to just reset and get ready for the next year.
Yeah, get your turns in while you can.
Totally.
Yeah, I hear that. Cool.
Man, isn't there parts of Colorado on fire right now?
What?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've sort of been unplugged and I kind of like checked the news and I was like, I think almost 600 homes have burned and evacuations what? Everywhere. And
oh, man.
Yeah, 100 mile an hour winds in Boulder so and fires.
Bad. Yeah. A friend of mine lives, like she had to evacuate out of her house.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, yeah. We send out all of our blessings and
absolutely
help and anything we can to help people and hopefully they get the right protection and help and save their homes. That's not cool. I had no idea. That's how connected I'm not either all the time. But yeah, wow. So tell us a little bit about where, you know, Sans came from. Like when did all this kind of the inception of Sans Meal Bar?
Totally. We've been at it about 3 years now. The idea for Sans came from my co-founder Nathan. You know, he and I have known each other for 15 or so years. He got to a place in his career where he was like working all the time, you know, got super unhealthy, overweight, didn't know what to eat, kind of just all of these things. And one of his other friends challenged him and said, hey, man, cut out processed food, cut out added sugar and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And so he did those things and he, you know, lost 70 pounds, you know, started working out again, just like a total life, you know, change. And so, you know, his lifestyle didn't change in terms of he was still busy, still on airplanes all the time, still just working a ton. And so he said, you know, what do I need? And essentially, you know, we created Sans out of that need. How do I take a healthy meal with me anywhere?
Right. Well, I know that more and more guests and listeners that are getting your bars, the feedback is always phenomenal. They're just like, we love it. I feel bad for the Canadians who can't experience it yet.
Soon they will.
Soon they will.
No, I mean, it's been really fun just to share Sans with people and get that feedback and just the like the hunger for real food,
yeah,
right?
Dude.
Like you kind of a lot of these brands are sort of being found out and it's like if you flip it over and look at the ingredients, it's sugars and syrups and, you know, chemicals and stuff you can't pronounce. And for us, it's like, you know, we're somehow labeled an innovator by just stripping all that out and actually just like producing a really simple product.
Yeah, I love it.
With having a list of ingredients that you can count on.
Yeah. 15 essential vitamins and minerals are in that each 15 grams of protein bar. Like that's, you know, and again, I can totally relate to, you know, Nathan, because it's, well, being a welder, working like 10 hours to 14 hours a day, being gone from my house and eating whatever I can grab, subs at the gas station. My cat wants, he wants freeze dried livers is what he wants. He's obsessed over those right now. Anyways. I got type 2 diabetes and, you know, bad kidneys and blood pressure and cholesterol. And because, you know, you're stressed out, you're gone all the time. And I was flying to and from, you know, jobs. And so I can relate, you know, I didn't know what to eat anymore. I'd go to a camp and I'd be eating shit that was cooked and processed and dead. Right. And who wants to eat salad every day? Like a veggie salad. Like you didn't want to eat just a salad. You want a nice blend of vegetables. Right. And,
well, in a lot of places you can't even get that salad.
No.
You know, so it's just, you don't even have that option.
No, I've worked places where it's sandwiches and you have, the dinners are good, but man, you finish a big meal of pasta with lasagnas or deep fried, whatever. And it's like, I eat that and I'm starving after. And that's when I made a discovery that there's something wrong. And when I take a sans meal bar, I don't have that problem. So for me, it was a no brainer. When you got that box of bars to us and I was like eating that on the trip, our first split last year, I was like, man, like I'm feeling sustained. I don't feel that gut rot. I don't feel the acid reflux happening because the foods are not good in my stomach. And I was like, that's it. Like, that's what I love. This is, we just need to get more of them and me to promote them and get them out to everybody else because it's real food.
Yep. No, that's the whole story. And one of the things we like to say is if you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of how we decide, you know, what goes in the bars.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say every time, every episode as well.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Food shouldn't be filled with added sugars, fake sugars, chemicals, or ingredients you can't pronounce. That's right on your website. And boom. I say it every time. So, Well, let's go through a little bit about a little bit of the actual flavors you got going on right now, and let's get into that, kind of what some of the bars are. So, for example, we really enjoyed the PB&J.
That was my favorite.
That was like the best.
PB&J was really the first flavor that we came up with, and kind of the whole idea of we're replacing a meal. You know, what's something everyone's familiar with, and it's a PB&J. And then there's not too many PB&J bars out there from other brands. So that was really our first kind of creation and remains a top seller to this day.
Yeah. I've had some other PB&J bars recently and they're shit. Straight up. They don't taste like, you don't get the right jam. Like it's just like that flavor is good. That theirs is like, you can taste the artificial flavor.
Well, the funny thing is like when we got the box and I opened it up, I'm a big PB&J fan. Pre sans meal bars, you know what I'm saying? Like
of course.
Even at this age, I still eat PB&J. It's funny, as I worked the other day, and somebody goes, "Is that PB&J?" I was like, "Fuck yeah, staple, man!" Right, always eating it. But when I opened up that meal bar and took a bite, and I looked at Chad, and I'm like, "Dude, tastes just like the real thing, man! Like it's amazing."
Yeah,
that was the goal. That was the goal.
Nailed it.
Yeah, so you guys sell lots of those ones.
Yeah. That was the first, you know, with our chef who helped us develop these, that was the first one that rolled off the line. And so, yeah, from there, you know, we have another peanut butter bar, which is our peanut butter cacao, you know, peanut base, unsweetened natural cacao, which is, you know, that's actually our number one seller so far, but they're all pretty similar. A different base, our coconut almond butter. It's got like an almond butter and almond base, you know, really, really popular bar as well. And then a mint cacao, which is our newest, full-time flavor. So we have those four as our full-time flavors.
Yeah. We didn't get the mint one when we got them.
It's on the way. It's on the way.
I know. Christmas and this weather. It's okay. Yeah. So that's all. So you're saying you actually had a chef. So explain that a little bit more. Like, so what do you guys do? What's the process of actually making a bar?
Yeah, totally. So when we were first formulating the bars, we had like a set of rules that we essentially handed to the chef who helped us develop these. And that was, you know, it's got to be a meal. So it's almost 400 calories, no added sugar, no processed foods, you know, no syrups, no chemicals. And in the first iteration of our bar, we actually use natural flavors, which is a common way to add flavors to a bar. You know, we decided a few months in, if we want to claim that we're the cleanest product out there, we've got to eliminate this like black box ingredient.
Right.
So V2 was eliminate, you know, I'm doing air quotes here, but natural flavors, you know, for just truly your 100% transparent real food ingredients. And so we gave her the list of those rules. She helped us come up with an initial, you know, 6 or 8 different flavors that we whittled down to the core four. And then, you know, we started off making them in the kitchen, ended up finding a co-packer. And you know, we make the bars with a partner in that way. And yeah, that's kind of the process.
Nice. So your bars are made in the U.S., packaged in the U.S.
Yep.
Hey, nowadays, who freaking knows where stuff's built and created and made? And
right.
Well, it's true. So that's big as well. So you're not really, you know, if things go south even more with supply chain, you're not, it's not a big deal. You got that.
Totally. And it's good for us. You know, one thing that's really differentiator for us is that clean ingredient list, which is harder to make. Yeah. So we end up somebody from our side, and it's usually my co-founder, Nathan, he's there every time our bars are getting made because we don't have stuff like tapioca fibers or corn syrup or whatever it is that makes bars easy to make. We don't have it. So the tolerances when we make our bars are just so much tighter and just requires us to kind of, you know, be there looking over someone's shoulder.
So everything is put into a blender or a musher, and then is it cooked? Is that the idea behind it, or how does that?
It's not cooked. No. Okay. So it's all a dough, you know, runs through a machine that, you know, spits out these bars, about 200 a minute if everything's going well.
Shit.
Which is crazy because the original version, we were actually hand weighing. The bars are 85 grams. We're hand weighing these things and pushing them by hand into these forms and would make like, call it 24 at a time per form. I mean, the nights and the sore backs of just like pushing this dough into forms, and you know, the stories we can tell about it now are great, but man, it was miserable.
Man,
it's way more fun to watch them roll off the line.
Yeah. Freaking 200 a minute. Yeah. That's badass there. So you were packaging them as well by hand. Ouch.
No, there was a machine. So once we got them into a bar, then we kind of line them up on a machine, and then they would go through a flow wrap machine. So you actually can't really tell much of a difference as a consumer between then and now. It's just way easier for us now.
Well, it's more profitable too.
Totally.
Like time for money is the idea of a business is to not have to be there when everything's being built and shipped, and you know, make money while you sleep is the whole concept, right? So you can do it now.
We're not there yet. I can tell you that much, but we're getting there.
Well, it takes time. It takes time to develop that.
Totally. And
you got some good avenues, some good stores that are kind of holding, you know, taking your bars in and selling them for you guys. And getting with Whole Foods, you're saying?
Yep. Yeah. Whole Foods was our first major retail partner. We're available in all the Whole Foods stores in like SoCal, Nevada, Arizona, Hawaii. We just, in the next couple of months, we're going to be expanding to the Southwest, which includes Texas. So they've been a really great partner to us, as well as, you know, Erewhon, which is like a high-end store, Central Market in Texas, Fresh Market, kind of throughout sort of the Southwest is really where we're at so far.
Are you guys targeting a lot of health food stores? Like I know in Canada, that's what they're called. They're called health food stores. So you go in there and they've got everything is like your bar. There's like, you know, no GMOs and no gluten stuff and organic vegetables. Yep. And
yeah, we call it natural grocery stores. So okay. all the kind of natural grocery chains is our number one target as far as big box retailers go. And then there's always, you know, the REIs, the outdoor stores, you know, those are also on our list as well.
Nice. I got some things I can work on later with you. I'm working on
it. Yeah, if anyone from REI is listening, feel free to give me a call.
There you go.
Let's do it. Let's
we
do
hit
it.
Washington. They're listening.
Oh yeah, we do. Lots of Washington.
That's right. I'm looking at your list of retailers across the country, and you don't have any listed in Washington.
We don't. That's about to change here in the next couple of months. But
you guys are coast to coast.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and you're even in the islands, Hawaii. Look at that.
Whole Foods Hawaii.
Nice, nice.
You do a lot of direct sales as well, though, correct? That's a good business.
We do, yeah. Yeah. Our Amazon business is growing a bunch, as well as just on our website. And, you know, one thing that we've done this past year and we're going to continue is a run of limited edition flavors. So every couple months we do a limited edition. It's only available on our website, usually in a limited quantity that sells out in 3 to 5 days. So it's really been a really great way for us to just, you know, engage with our customers, keep people on our site. And then we get to test new products, new flavor combinations, you know, new formulations, the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's important. Well, it's also important to keep the taste buds going. People want, different flavors, because that's always keeps them coming for more.
Yeah. Like, do you ever get any customer feedback on flavor ideas?
Totally. Yeah. So usually after we'll do a limited run, our most recent was Mexican hot chocolate, which was like a spicy vanilla hot chocolate we did for the holidays.
Nice.
And we'll usually do some surveying afterwards, you know, find out if people like it, didn't like it, what to change. You know, we try and do a lot of interaction with our customers. Just, hey, what do you want from us? What type of flavors do you want? And, you know, when we can do it, we try and create those.
Yeah, we need to have some for every show. So I'm eating those.
That's right.
Yep.
I might be a little guy, but I can eat and I eat and I eat, even if it's
our first limited run of 2022 is actually a reboot. So one of our original flavors was cherry cacao.
Ooh.
And it didn't last very long just because of production issues and scalability.
Okay.
But now we've grown enough. So we're going to do it again as a limited run in February for Valentine's Day. So be on the lookout for that one.
Oh,
nice. Nice. We'll have to work together a little bit more on the social media side so we can make sure our listeners and our followers are actually buying some of that good stuff. I know they're really enjoying it, giving them away. So looking on your site here, it says you got a latest press is what it says on the page. It talks about the Healthline named Sans Meal Bar, the number one replacement bar. So let's talk a little bit about that, about, you know, where that came from and where that came about and what's, it's huge, but give us a
totally
bit more insight.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, the biggest challenge for a brand like ours, you know, at our stage of being small is awareness and getting people to know about us. And I feel very fortunate that people like Healthline, you know, as well as some others have like understood what we're doing around real food, you know, also the use case around a full meal. There's not very many bars that are, you know, call it 400 calories. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the process was really simple. I mean, that was a totally organic win as far, you know, we didn't submit or anything else. They had a nutritionist that tested products and then picked us as the winner.
Yeah. I see that right now. I'm looking at that. Oh. That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, man, I've eaten lots of bars because I tried to not.
That's right.
I have. I don't eat chocolate bars anymore.
You know, you made me flash back like 30 years to fucking eating the good old power bar, man.
I knew you were gonna go there. Fucking chewing on those things like they're like, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, I'm good. Fuck that.
But at the time, I mean, there's been like this evolution in bars over time, right?
Yeah.
The power bar was awesome, and then when the Clif Bar came out versus the power bar, it was like, you know, it was fireworks everywhere. It was like good.
Yeah. But Corey, you're forgetting one thing. It's cold as shit out here where we live. And those things turn to like, you know, you're breaking them on the side of whatever to get chunks because they're fucking frozen. So
I hiked the Appalachian Trail back in the 90s and that was lunch. A power bar was lunch every day. Stick it in my pocket, let it get all nice and soft, and then I could actually eat it.
Well, and that's, you know, another plug for the Sans Bar. Without syrups and the added sugars and everything else, you know, we've got ambassadors who are, you know, snowboarders, ice climbers, whatever. The bars are still edible frozen.
Yeah.
They don't freeze into a brick. You can still take a bite out of one.
No. I actually, even below freezing. I break mine up in my front pocket of my bibs and then I just nosh on it while I'm skinning. That's what I do. I've got chunks in there. Totally. Just clean them out after.
Chad the hamster. He just packs it all back in his cheeks, man.
And I just keep chewing. Yeah, that's what I do. It's good. I love them. Yeah. So what's a little bit, let's, yeah, so that's great. That's a great little, man, a plug like that. You can't, you know, you can't buy those. You can,
it's priceless.
You can them, but when the ethics of knowing you didn't, and it's just like something organically happened, is great to be able to promote that.
Yeah. Well, the recognition, right?
That's the word I'm looking for.
The recognition for what the effort that you put in and the goal that you're after with the meal replacement bar that it is.
Totally. And even in the last 3 years, it's just been awesome to watch, like, just the consumer education level around real food has completely changed. Even in 3 years.
Oh yeah.
You know, we started out selling these things at like a farmer's market in Santa Monica. Yeah, and the conversations that we had then, like, oh, well, I eat, you know, XYZ brand. And I'm like, well, do you know what's in it? You know, and like the education level has changed so much even in 3 years, and people's desire to eat real food, or, you know, people who will come up to us at a bike race and say, oh, I only make my own bars. The rest of them are full of junk. And then they'll look at ours and be like, oh, I totally eat this.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really been cool, and it's great to get that recognition. And I think consumers are only going to get smarter. And I definitely wouldn't want to start a food company right now unless you could be completely transparent about what goes in it.
So that said, so like how, for the average consumer, Corey, you know, let me pick a bar here and give you an example. So hold on one sec. Click it up. Damn, that was loud, dude.
It's good. It's
good. Crack that can. Mm. All right. So for the average consumer, let me give you an example. So I'm looking at PB&J and I'm looking at the ingredients list. 8 ingredients. Boom. That's it. Right?
That's it.
And so the skeptic in me is like, come on, man. Is it really just 8 ingredients? Or like, why do why do all these other guys who make bars, why do they got to put 18 more ingredients in there that I can't pronounce?
To glue it together and make you like the taste.
You know, like what's, why? Why? Like, can you answer that for me? Like why they do that and why you're able to not do that and it still works?
I mean, I think there's a couple reasons. One, you know, I would say the hardest part of sans so far, just from like a purely technical point of view, is figuring out how to make this thing stick together in a bar.
Right.
And so like that was kind of a technological challenge with the maker of the machine that does it, and you know, what kind of tolerances you use and all this. So you know, our co-pack from the day one is like, hey, if you just add this, your whole life is going to be way easier. And we're like, well, we can't add that. So I think that's a pretty big hurdle. That's, you know, if you're huge, it's a hurdle you don't want to figure out, just because it's a really hard problem to solve. The other one is cost. You know, our bar is a little more expensive. Our bars, you know, the ingredients that go into it are more expensive. You know, it's way easier to just sweeten something with organic rice syrup or whatever, you know, fill in XYZ syrups. But you know, I think as the consumer gets smarter, you'll see more people try and do something like this. So it's nice to have a bit of a head start.
Totally does.
Well, it's awesome to be able to look at an ingredients list and my 5-year-old can read it. You know, like
you got a 5-year-old. Totally.
Well, I've had 5-year-olds.
I'm just teasing.
So, I mean, that's stellar, man. Yeah, and like absolutely. I said, fucking 8 ingredients on this thing, right?
Yeah.
Peanuts, egg whites, oats, sea salt, dates, strawberries, flaxseed, spinach. Done. That's it.
Beautiful. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. And then you've got a great program you're doing as well. Buy meals. Like buy meals,
get meals. Buy meals, get meals. It's our you know, similar to like the Tom's model. That was something that was, you know, a big inspiration to Nathan and to myself. You know, how can we actually make this count for something more than just ourselves? Yeah. And so for every box of bars that we sell, we give a meal away through our partners in Haiti. And we have a few partners there. One is a medical center. Every inpatient gets a meal who stays overnight. There's a university there where we give meals. You know, I mean, the food insecurity and poverty in Haiti is off the charts.
Yeah.
So been really awesome to, you know, get involved there. Another part of our program, we do an entrepreneurship summit every year. Well, we've done 2 of them. COVID kind of shut them down, but we do it every year and we teach entrepreneurship to about 80 college students at the university there, with the idea of like use these skills to build communities, build job opportunities, and ultimately, you know, find a way out of poverty.
Can you give us one of those courses?
I was just gonna say.
I can't. I'll shoot you a PDF at the end. There you
go. Thanks, Corey. I really appreciate it. Fuck, it's all good. I love it. No, it's good. It's good to give back to the communities that you're, you know, that eventually will give back to you. Yeah. I think the Tom's Shoes, I don't want to go too deep into that, but I think that model that they've created is fantastic, because there's a law in the world called law of reciprocity. When you give without wanting to get back from the individual who you've given things to, the universe has a way of handing back beautiful things to you. And it's not about waiting and being, you know, wanting it. It's just letting things happen organically. And,
totally.
I feel that with totally the podcast. Not. For us in the podcast, being able to give Sans Meal Bars away, being able to give products away, being able to offer this education that we're doing, that it's not even us. Like, the guests that come on are fantastic. They give from their heart. And that's huge. We've had people, I can tell you, I don't have the names in front of me right now, but there's people that have messaged me and they've been like, man, you know, I just started splitboarding. I'm not even splitboarding yet, but I've been listening to your podcast from day one and I've learned so much. You know, and then being able to do this new split decisions thing where we're going to give more gear awareness, gear education, is huge, because we're not getting that in the real world.
Yeah, it's all marketing messages. You don't get the real story.
No. And that's why I'm loving what we're doing with this, with you. And this whole split decisions has been a great new path. So what about your ambassadors? So some of the, let's drop some names. Let's do some name dropping, because it's time totally. To do that.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Who's been fucking eating your bars? Come on.
No, it's been fun to work with a lot of, you know, snowboarders, split boarders. Our path there really ran through Kevin Pierce.
Yeah.
Who you guys, I'm sure, know.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the audience knows, but
not personally.
Know, we chatted. Yeah. Well, we chatted with Kevin early on about what we were doing, and he was, you know, super stoked on it, because, you know, when you look at, you know, TBI, brain injury protocols, what to eat, how to recover, you know, eating what's in a Sans bar is essentially what's recommended. No processed foods, no added sugars, super, super clean eating. So, you know, we immediately hit it off. He was stoked on the bars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we formed that partnership. And then he helped us open doors to, you know, Pat Moore, Jack Mitrani, Nick Russell, you know, and others. So stoked to have those guys on the team, have them eating Sans bars, you know,
yeah,
all that good stuff.
Well, we found out about you through Gareth.
Darren Van Dyke,
super rad guy. We've had multiple conversations before we did the episode, and then realizing you guys were connected, we started dropping your name and, you know, the social media stuff, and then
totally, yeah. Gareth's another great ambassador for us, and who else? Zach was on your show,
yep.
a couple weeks ago. He's one of our new ones,
yeah.
new guys. So yeah. stoked to get him stuff.
He's a van life guy. Lives in his van.
Totally.
He's perfect candidate for you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So those are all the snow guys. Do you have other ambassadors in other sports?
Mountain biking or rock climbing?
We have a few. None that I would say are like as formal. We've got some cyclists, you know, mountain bikers who've worked with us. You know, we're still small. We're at the stage where a lot of it's, you know, trading product for some exposure and some social media. So
sure, yeah.
There's been other guys that, you know, we've, you know, hooked up with stuff and who've been awesome partners to us. Few golfers as well.
That's diversifying. I like it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, look, it was interesting when we set out to make this product, you know, it was pre-COVID. It was a totally different time. You know, our best performing segment initially was business travelers. Which obviously immediately stopped when COVID happened.
Right.
And we kind of looked at each other like, okay, what's what's everyone doing now? And everyone was getting on bikes and everyone was, you know, out riding and doing stuff outdoors. And, you know, for me personally, that was like a perfect alignment with what I, you know, did myself. And so that was a really big shift, you know, kind of at the beginning of COVID, and turned out to be a great one as far as the community goes and building the brand and all that stuff. So it was awesome.
Yeah. And of course, getting connected with us has also been awesome.
That's right.
We pump you guys up every episode because you guys give something free away, which is awesome.
Well, so, we love the product, man. I mean, it's easy. Yeah, it's fucking easy when you love the product like that.
So speaking about giving away stuff, I'm going to give you some wax from our sponsor, Koo Sport.
Thank you.
People can go to, you know, darkstars.ca, look up the Koo Sport partners area or the shopping area, and then use the discount code DS10 to get anything discounted off. Now, I do need to emphasize, Americans need to realize that you guys get a 30% discount when you buy from Canada. just to let you guys all know, you're getting 30% off plus another 10 when you buy from Canada. Just saying. Yeah. So we're going to give you, dude, I got to educate. That's how it goes. So we're going to send you a box of 3-temp wax. So you'll be able to have something for all your boards. I know you don't have a quiver like I got, but you got yourself a quiver rocker.
Little one.
Yeah. We just had a listener come over. He, the gentleman who won a Somewhere Labs device off of us or from Somewhere Lab through us, Phil Tuckwell. He was driving through Grand Prairie. He hopped in, came into the house, and we had a chat. And it's so weird for us. He's like, "You guys are awesome." I'm like, "I'm just a guy, just a guy like you, man." So then, of course, the snowboarding chat came, and fucking all my boards came out, and yeah. So hopefully, we're gonna go riding with him on the weekend. So that would be awesome. Get a new connection. Go do some touring with him up in. He lives in the Jasper Park area. So we'll hopefully get out some tours with him. And he's like us. He doesn't have any partners. So us would be great to have someone new to ride with. And yeah, so that was awesome. Those kind of things are starting to happen to us, which is kind of cool. So we're going to give you some wax. And then since you're not a big, you know, POV guy, we're going to give away the grill mount to somebody else. So a listener can get the grill mount. I usually like to get a little bit of a skill testing question. So what was Sans Mule Bar's first bar that they sold? What was the flavor? So we're going to have that. That's the answer. They'll have to listen back or have a good memory of that. And that's not limited to Canada. That's limited. That's worldwide. The GoPro grill mount by Sans, the standard grill mount,
By Pro Standard,
that's worldwide. So anybody can get in on that one. So yeah, so that's that for the giveaways. Now, what have you got for us? I heard we had a little discussion ahead of time. We're not just going to give a box away. You're going to be super generous this time of the year. And what are you offering the listeners?
Yeah, no, I'd like to, you know, if anybody wants to try Sans, and again, this is US for the time being, 50% off your first 12 pack. So use the code DS50. And then if you go to the site, you know, add a 12 pack to your cart, use that code, and then it'll, yeah, half off.
Your first. So of course, got to be clear.
That's 50% off.
Your first box. If you've already bought the box,
yeah,
you're screwed.
It'll still work for you once.
Okay.
It's a one-time 50% offer. Right, there you go. Right, boom. Works.
Perfect. One-time 50% off just on a 12-pack, any flavor or any multi-pack.
Nice. Well, we appreciate appreciate that, Corey, and I'm sure the listeners will appreciate it. Give them a chance to get that in their packs when they go riding.
My suggestion to everybody is get the multi-pack. Try them all because they're all good.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So let's do a little bit about, let's talk about, or you need to tell us, what are the next bars you're thinking about? What are some ideas? Some specialty ones. I know they had a mango one that we never got our hands on. It was another hot one.
Yeah, we had so the mango flavor, and we'll actually do it again later this year or later in 2022. It was a limited edition called Cape Haitian Mango. And it's named after the city in Haiti where our social mission happens. And it's a spicy mango flavor.
Love that.
So kind of a peanuts, mango, and spice. And it's awesome. Okay. So
like a Thai flavor. You should do a Thai flavor one.
If we ever took it to mass market, it would probably be called Spicy Thai.
Yeah.
But for us, it's more important to raise awareness to our social mission and what we're doing there.
Totally. So
Cape Haitian mango it is.
Nice. Nice, yeah. Well, that'd be tough to do a curry one.
Yeah, it's funny. We do get people like, have you thought about savory flavors? And so nothing on the drawing board yet, but something that we're thinking about.
Those are tough, because I know my I'm not going to name the company, but my ex, my son's mom, she won some trips to a an MLM that she was doing, and it was like scented waxes. I'm just going to say that. And we actually got to go to California. We got to Mexico twice, went to New York. We actually got to go to a location where, you know, there's a job is, you know, scent centers, people that smell things and recreate the scents. Well, there's the same thing as well with flavors, right? People can recreate that fake flavor. And I know you don't want to go there, but some of the weird bars, you're probably going to, you know, if you want to go there, you may have to do that, or you're just not going to build them because...
Yeah, we'll never go there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say,
as far as any kind of a fake flavoring or even, you know, a natural
air quotes.
Well, sometimes we put too much shit together, like too much different. No, I shouldn't say shit. Too many flavors together. It's a bad habit. Put too many flavors together, you end up with nothing. Have you noticed that? Like, I make some meals sometimes, and I'm like, cool, like, this is going to taste great. You get it? You're like, this doesn't taste like nothing.
No, so, for sure. For sure. One flavor we're excited about that hopefully will be this summer. And you know, some of the most frequent feedback we get is, are you going to make a vegan bar? Mm-hmm. Cause the bars currently do have egg whites in them.
Right.
And so that's been a frequent bit of feedback. And so we are going to do our first vegan flavor, as a limited edition, you know, hopefully this summer, if all goes well.
Maybe do nuggets so they can don't need so much to glue it together with the white, with the egg whites.
It's not the egg whites are okay. We can get around that as far as getting the thing to hold together. But we're stoked for that. And, you know, that's definitely been probably the most requested change or new product is give us a vegan bar. So we're going to try and make some people happy.
Can you do a good flavor in vegan?
Well, that's what I was talking about.
No, totally. You can. You know, I would say it's going to be much more superfood focused as opposed to like a PB&J.
Ah, yes.
You know, last year we did a lemon matcha limited edition flavor. Ooh. That was a little more like a superfood focused bar. Was received really, really well, and we're going to release another run of that again this year too.
Maybe a coffee.
Going to go spirulina and kale.
Fucking coffee flavor.
Yeah,
got to get a coffee flavor. Espresso.
Well, I can't give away too many secrets, but there may be a coffee. There may be another coffee flavor in the works. So one of the fun, you know, things, and for your listeners too, if you go to our website and sign up on the email list or the SMS list, we do these limited runs, you know, about every other month, or maybe a little more often than that. I think we'll do 8 of them next year. And it's really cool flavor combos. You know, we've done the spicy mango. We've done the lemon matcha. You know, I said we're going to do cherry cacao early in 2022. So a good reason to go and sign up is you'll get first crack at all these limited runs.
Yeah.
Done. Just signed up.
I like it. Well, I did get a text message once from you guys, but then I never got it again. So I don't know what's up.
SMS is kind of the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
Some of them go through, some of them carriers block, but.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that actually, but not on the air. That's going to be something we're going to do offline. But, anyways. Really? Awesome. 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 So, that's great. So, we're going to give away, you're going to give an amazing discount of 50% off for 2 weeks. So, we're going to do this for 2 weeks. So, this is airing on the Tuesday. What's that? January 5th?
Is that the 5th? I think it...
my son goes back to school the 4th. So Tuesday gotta pull up the calendar.
Tuesday's the
4th.
Tuesday the 4th.
Yep.
All right.
It's the 4th.
Cool. Tuesday the 4th.
We run it through the 15th? That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah. To the next 2 weeks, cool. To the next episode. Hopefully I can line somebody else to get some...
Beauty.
Oh, no. We're gonna do some... I got something lined up for that one.
Can't give too much away.
No. There will be a giveaway for the next episode and after this episode, after this giveaway is done or this discount's done. So I do love your hashtag, Sand Stories. I never even knew that existed. Like, what's wrong with me? I've been promoting you guys for 6, 8, 9 months now and I didn't even know. So we're going to start tagging that. I think everybody who gets a box from us in the future, I'm going to make sure that they tag you on that as well. Because that's, you got to build that up. That's a, people got to start following those because people have great stories of where they're eating them, how they're eating them. Like, I'm going to try blending mine up. I'm going to break it up and put it into my coffee. Well, yeah, I'm trying.
Hey, there you go.
Whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to start juicing.
Mix it with some mushrooms.
I just decided I'm going to start juicing. Not 100% juicing everything, but I'm going to start juicing like some stuff.
So you've got a big list of 2022 New Year's resolutions.
Sounds like it, eh?
No, dude, I don't have that. So,
and here's the funny part. It's all recorded digitally now, Chad. So,
I don't give a fuck.
You got a task list, buddy.
I have a goal card already, dude. I'm months ahead of you, dude. I've been doing goal card for a year. Now, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I believe in setting new goals. And then what the key to what I've learned is you do a story. So what does your 2022 end of the year look like? Not what you're going to do at the beginning, because people buy memberships and they start these things and by February they're done. No, it's what am I going to accomplish at the end of the year? That's my goal. That's how I'm setting my goals. Change the mindset. I know I'm weird. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. So, well, this has been great. I think,
Yeah, man.
Is there anything else you want to add? Yeah. Like anything else that you think that would be beneficial besides saying, you know, go buy more Sands meal bars? Just go buy more
Sands. I was going to say, use that 50% off code and try Sands. I think you'll like them.
Yeah. We've had, man, the DMs, when people get them, they're just like, they're fucking good. That's what I'm getting. Like, yeah. All right, cool. Buy some more.
That's the best feedback we can get.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
That's awesome.
If you buy them, you like them. Yeah. Post about it.
Yeah, for sure. Share with everybody else. So where can
tell your friends.
Yep. So what's the, give us the rundown on your website. I've already given the hashtag and your Instagram.
Yeah. Samsmealbar.com. Really simple. Instagram, Sam's Meal Bar as well.
Yeah. No S. And Sam's Meal Bar.
Yeah. No. Sam's Meal Bar.
SANSMEALBAR.
I know I try to tag you guys sometimes and there's an S. I don't know why it puts the S, but.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It pluralizes it for me.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, get rid of the S. So you know, if someday you all of a sudden go to your Instagram and you notice we've tagged the crap out of you all at once because I went and corrected all of them. I build everything on a different platform and then I bring it over to Instagram after. So little side trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. So, man, this has been a pleasure. You know, we talk a lot. Well, we talk often on the phone, you and I, and we've built a good relationship and we can, you know, chitter chatter, but whatever. And this has been great to get Darren in and get the listeners to find out that there actually is a voice. He does split board. He does snowboard. He's one of us.
You're talking about Corey, right? I just made you.
You don't even know anymore, but that's okay. Me either. But yeah, so it's been awesome to get, the listeners to find out who Sands Meal Bar is.
And thank you guys so much. I mean, it's a great partnership for us and been, you know, like I said before, stoked to be on in the early days and keep this partnership going. So thank you guys for all you do.
No, beautiful. No. Well, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, man. I mean, it's we love it. We love it.
I love that I can give things away to people and people get stoked about a product. Like, it's just great. We just got to work on some shipping issues sometimes, but because of sometimes the guests will give us a weird address at times, but it happens. It's all good.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, this has been an honor and a pleasure and thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Corey. Take care, man.
Have a good night.
All right. See you guys.
Peace.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening to Split Decisions. We hope this helps you make a more informed decision about the gear that you will use in the backcountry. If you like this content or have any comments for Chad and I, please reach out to us by DM at darkstarts.podcast or go to our website and hit the envelope icon at the bottom.